Popcornalorians, you are tuned in to Popcorn and Lore. I am Steph with an F, and
I'm JC.
I love how I don't actually say we're co-hosts of this. I just straight throw it to you.
Yeah, and that's okay. That's just how we roll.
That is. So today's episode, we're going back into some more Halloween. Now, of course, if you noticed, our last Halloween episode was the Addams Family 1 and 2. We're not going with scary movies. Now that may bum some people out. Personally, we didn't want to get scared this season. We kind of just wanted to go back to our nostalgia, our love of some of the good Halloween movies that were some classics that we liked. And of course, unfortunately, we will not be talking about Nightmare Before Christmas this season. Also, some people debate whether that is a Halloween movie or a Christmas movie. That debate will happen later. We are currently going to be talking today about Halloween Town, the Disney Channel original movie that was released in 1998, starring some great cast. It was directed by Dwayne Dunham. Writers were Paul Burnham, which I might have said that wrong, John Cooksey, and also Ally Marie Matheson, starring Debbie Reynolds, who is Carrie Fisher's mom, if I do remember correctly. Also, Kimberly J. Brown, which some people, mainly Gen Zers, may know her now from TikTok. Her and her husband, who was in Halloween Town 2, Calabar's Revenge.
Oh, okay.
They met on that movie. Some other great actors and actresses on there, which you all can go to IMDb and see all the rest of them. But they did a fantastic job. So Halloween Town, a synopsis of Halloween Town is when a young girl living with her secret witch mother learns she too is a witch. She must help her witch grandmother save Halloween Town from evil forces. Okay, so Marty, she is 13, and her and her mom fight a lot. That's how it was, you know, in a lot of those movies at that age. She loves the weird. She loves Halloween and everything. Now, her mom, who secretly is a witch, her dad, we find out, has passed away. He was a human. Marty also has two siblings, her brother, who does not believe in magic, and her sister, who's just now getting her powers. Now, they have, at the age of 13, they need to go to Halloween Town, and they need to start their training, or they could potentially lose their powers. They don't really go much into that. There's a little bit of a here throwback with the mom and daughter a bunch, but other than that, like, they have to go back. Like, grandma comes to town, and grandma can only come to town on Halloween. Now, the kids don't know why, but she just comes. And they love spending some time with her, but it's only one night out of the year because back in the medieval days, when humans and monsters all lived together, there was a lot of fighting, and a whole group of the monsters with witches and everything like that, and a lot of different other vampires and other ones got together, and they created a different universe, I think it is, or a different realm called Halloween Town. So that way the humans could live peacefully as humans do, but peacefully away from the monsters, where the monsters could live in peace. They can be who they are. They don't have to hide anything, except for, of course, if you're evil, because they don't like evil ones. Grandma's from Halloween Town, and this is a long line of witches that they are from. Very strong, very powerful. The Cromwells. Marty and her brother wind up sneaking onto the bus when grandma's going back to Halloween Town, because she went back early because the mom and her got into a fight, and the kids were already in bed, they thought. And also, so does their little sister, Sophie. She also sneaks with them to Halloween Town. They get into a lot of hijinks while they're there, but they also have to stop this mysterious evil in this town. And they don't know what's happening to the monsters. The monsters are going evil and then just disappearing. So it is up to the Cromwells, and the mom shows up, and you meet a character who's a little shady. He was referred to as, he used to have a bigger nose, and now he looks different. He looks human, like full human. And his name is Luke.
So can I pause you right there?
Yes.
As you know, I haven't seen this movie.
Yes.
I have seen Singing in the Rain, and Debbie Reynolds is in Singing in the Rain. But who does she play in Halloween Town?
She is the grandmother, Aggie Cromwell. She is the matriarch, yeah, of the family. Okay. And she's the grandmother. And then her daughter, Gwen, who fell in love with a mortal on Halloween, we find out, which is why she also doesn't like Halloween. But she's trying to keep the kids from realizing they have magic because she wants to them to live a normal life. But Marty doesn't want to live a normal life.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the kids sneak off to Halloween Town. They get to see, and they get a great montage of them having to do something with just the kids themselves, of having to figure out how to, not how to stop the evil, but right. It's more of like putting together the potion to stop the evil, and they've never done that before. So it's really cool of seeing the kids work together on different stuff. You could see a lot of Halloween Town without being like, you were being shown Halloween Town, you weren't being told Halloween Town. So
there's a potion.
Yes, there's a potion they need to put into and I think, do believe it's like Merlin something. It's a okay. little scepter deal with a little bulb that glows bright white, and they need to make this potion to make it glow because then it can help defeat the evil. Because right now, the pumpkin in the middle of Halloween Town, you have to see the movie. You really do need to see this. This is cute, family fun. It shows the siblings working together. It shows the grandmother and mother finally coming to terms with each other until movie two again. But there's always going to be those differing of opinions. Sure. You get to see these kids grow, though, and you get to see Dylan kind of grow also as a character, because you know he doesn't believe in magic, and he's thrown into a world where it's magic. There's no science behind it.
Mm-hmm.
But you get to see them come together to try to fight this evil. So, and I don't want to give too much away, but there is a number two called Calabar's Revenge.
Well, so, and we were just discussing before the podcast, I had a vague memory that one had come out when I was probably in junior high. Again, hadn't seen it, but an actor that I was a fan of because of High School Musical at the time was Lucas Grabeel. And I believe he's in the second one?
No, he's actually in the fourth one, okay, which there's a fourth is one. Return to Halloween Town. Yep.
Okay.
In the first one, it's about Marty and her family. The second one is also about Marty and her family fighting against a new evil it's really quite funny, and it's a good movie. Number two, I think number one of course was a lot better, but you got to see a little bit more of the interaction in town, and it's more about the family part of it, but it's also a lot more about magic. You get to find out a lot more about spells, why certain things you just can't do, and
so
why
when did the second movie come out?
The second movie came out in 2001. So the first movie came out in 1998. The second movie came out in 2001. And now this is supposed to be, I think, 3 years later. So I think that's, they try to keep up with the age of the actual kids.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was a third movie called Halloween Town High, where Marty had to teach some monsters how to live in the real world. It really wasn't that great. It wasn't bad, but a lot of the original cast came back. It was a third movie. It was released in 2004. And then the Return to Halloween Town, which is the one you're talking about, has almost a brand new cast. I think almost everyone, maybe except for Dylan, I think maybe still in there.
And remind me who Dylan is.
Dylan's the brother. Middle child who does not believe in magic, who winds up now believing in magic, but doesn't really want to practice magic.
Got it.
At least at this point. And then Return to Halloween Town was released in 2006.
Okay.
And by then I was in high school, and so I wasn't watching the Disney Channel as much. That would return back later. Halloween Town really was a good movie. Just fun, family fun. Of course, it was a Disney Channel original movie. It got an 83 on Rotten Tomatoes and a 71 audience score on there for people who liked it.
I'm surprised that the Rotten Tomato score was higher than the audience score. I don't know how often you see that, but
I don't see it a whole bunch, but I think maybe just because of the relationship between the family members you got to see. And of course, Debbie Reynolds is always amazing, and she did amazing as the grandmother. I think they really picked some good actors and actresses to play in this movie, and they really bought into it. I think that really was the key, is everyone knew what movie they were in. They knew they were in a Disney Channel Halloween movie, and just went for it. The kids acted like, you know, I mean, if you found out your mom was holding a secret and you were a teenage girl, and that you were actually a witch and she didn't want you to be one, but you wanted your independence, was like, I wanted to choose that or not. I want to have the choice to do that. You know, that was kind of that relationship there. But you also, again, got to see the relationship between the kids, and it felt real. So I think that's why it had a higher score on there. I'm trying to look up some trivia here. When the vampire was getting her tooth pulled, which is a scene in there, part of the spell stuff that you got to go through for this specific one, you can clearly see the actor's actual tooth painted black on space. So when they pulled out the vampire tooth, you could actually see it. They really didn't try to hide it that much. But it kind of made it a little funny because it was a goofy scene anyway. Kind of harkened back to the goofy scenes back in the day.
We're not talking about the goofy movie either.
No. Let's see.
I had to throw that in there.
St. Helens, Oregon is where the original Halloween Town was filmed. And they welcome tourists at the time there. In fact, they have a month long Spirit of Halloween event to celebrate October, a holiday, and allow fans of the movie to explore the town. They even try to recreate parts of the set, like the giant jack-o'-lantern in Town Square. They still, if I do remember, they still have that. My sister actually sent me pictures from there, because she knew how much I loved Halloween Town. If I do remember correctly, that was around that same town.
So you said she knew how much you loved Halloween Town. So I'd like to unpack that a little bit.
Yeah.
Why do you love Halloween Town?
I loved it. I mean, first off, when it came out, I mean, I was a kid for that era, you know? Mm-hmm. So it was really nice, and it was fun. Also, I'm terrified of a lot of Halloween movies because a lot of them are scary, and I'm not really a big fan of scary. So I love just being able to see this. And also, again, harkening back to, 1998, around about that time, if not a little, actually probably a little bit before that, you know, Harry Potter was out. Not the movie. I don't think the movie itself. I think the movie came out during that time period, but the books and stuff like that. So finding out that you were a secret like wizard or witch or something like that, that was cool. That was fun. And I was also way into the Disney Channel movies a lot back then. So it was really made for me and others like me. I do wish that we got to see a little bit more of Halloween. I mean, we got to see a lot of Halloween Town, but I wish we had more of it. But I am glad that.
Do you mean like of the town itself? Or
yeah.
Do you mean more movies?
More movies, I think, or maybe like nowadays making it into a TV series would be really good, because it would give us more time to learn. Now, of course, I mean, it had to have a quick beginning and end. Okay. But they did a very, very good job of making all that flow together. And it really, you know, showed like a family dynamic. you know, it was really cool. And Marty was fun, and they did great with Dylan and Sophie. I wish they had gone a little bit more with, but I also understand she was young back then and they wanted to be more focused on Marty, who was older. So, but it was great, just great family fun that anyone could watch. That you should watch. Again, it's on Disney Plus. You have access. You should watch it.
Oh man.
It was just a great time. Calabar's Revenge, like I said, it was a good sequel to it. I think it leaned more on the powers of what you can and can't do as a witch, and the reliance on family. The second one.
Okay.
I don't remember much about the third one. Again, I wasn't really watching Disney Channel at that point very much. But the fourth one, I remember seeing the third one, and I remember watching the fourth one, and I didn't really like the fourth one as much. Kind of retconned some things. It kind of went back in the past, which was okay, but it also, because by then the actress who played Marty was a lot older, and so they wanted to rekindle back with, you know, keeping the kids not being too old.
Got it.
So, but it was a really good movie. And again, you guys can find this on Disney Plus if you want to watch something that's family friendly with kids. The scary scenes aren't that scary. Maybe for like little youngsters. But for the most part, it's just fun. And they had a lot of good comedic points that the kids really hit. And sometimes that's hard for child actors and actresses. So they did a very, very good job.
Now, did this come out around the same time as like Freaky Friday with Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis?
I think that was a different time period. I think that was around more of 2008-ish, 6-ish.
Okay.
This was 1998, so this was closer to originally how the Disney Channel original movies were back then.
Got it.
So, not saying that's bad or good, but yeah, I do believe the Lindsay Lohan movie you're talking about was released around about 2006, 2008, right before Mean Girls, because that was actually made by the director of Mean Girls. Both movies were. Cool. So, and you can see some hints of Mean Girls in there, like some feelers, like that would have been really good. Sorry, that's a whole nother movie talk conversation for another day. I watched listen to a podcast on it.
Totally over my head because I have no idea about Mean Girls.
Yeah, I was listening to a different podcast about the Freaky Friday, remake, not the remake of it was a remake of the earlier movie, but it didn't harken back really much at all to that, except for maybe one character. But that's a whole nother thing we can get into. And actually, you said you haven't seen Mean Girls?
I have not.
Oh, that is coming in season 2, folks. We will get that on the docket. We need to talk about some Mean Girls because that was a movie that defined a generation, defined millennials.
I was about to say, is it a show? Is it a movie?
It is a movie. I think it was made into a play too.
Okay.
I think. But we'll get into more of that later. Folks, Halloween Town, great family fun. You can see it on the Disney Channel. And of course, the graphics back then weren't that great. So when you see someone flying on a broom, you can tell that it's CGI. But it's still just a really good family fun movie.
And I'm not sure if you could actually see it on the Disney Channel anymore.
Not on Disney Channel. Oh, maybe during Halloween time, maybe, because usually in the month of October, they play some old Halloween movies that they did. But you can definitely go to Disney Plus if you have Disney Plus or have a friend who does. Mr. John Christopher Collins, I know you do. So definitely check that out, folks. Thank you again for checking out our podcast here. Popcorn Lorians, you are amazing. Check us out. Give us a like on Facebook. And you can always catch us, our podcast, on, of course, the Branson Podcast Network, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. And YouTube graphics with this audio will be coming out soon, if it hasn't already. But until then,
keep on imagining.